Deccan nodded, as if he wasn't at all disappointed. With his grand, almost theatrical robes sweeping the marble floor, he continued, hands clasped behind his back.
May it please the court, I withdraw my implication that the accused should have disobeyed a direct order issued from her military superior.
Ah!
He came to a dead stop, looking as if the thought had just occurred to him.
That is, of course, assuming that the instruction to murder...
Objection!
To assassinate.
And Deccan glanced at the judge, who nodded.
To assassinate Admiral Galad Pellion was a direct order. Was it a direct order? And phrased as such?
Objection!
Ehrmuth cried again, leaping to his feet.
When coming from a Sith Lord, surely this court recognizes that even the merest hint of that Lord's preference must be construed as an order.
Your Honor, Deccan said, we are all in agreement that in a military organization, orders must be followed. I'm simply trying to establish whether such an order was actually issued, or if Tahiri Vela acted on her own initiative.
Overruled,
Zudan said. Her face betrayed no hint of emotion.
Continue with your line of questioning, counsel. Defense attorney Boitou, please take your seat. The court is worried about your injuring yourself in your ebullience.
Thank you, Your Honor,
Deccan said, inclining his head as a titter swept through the courtroom. Ehrmuth's ear twitched. Despite his display of energy, Tahiri didn't miss that he reached for the arm of his chair to ease himself down. His face was impassive, but she was sure her own burned sympathetically in response to the rebuke her lawyer had just received. It was an unnecessary and frankly petty attack against his age, and she knew he felt the sting. She wanted to use the force to even out her color, but of course she couldn't. Instead, she took deep, calming breaths. She didn't want to give this Anuba of a lawyer the satisfaction of knowing that he'd gotten to her.
Miss Vela,
Deccan continued, smiling at her as if they were just two friends having a pleasant chat over calf.
No one questions that it is a subordinate's job to obey orders from her commanding officer, even if she disagrees with the orders. So, please tell the court, in your own words, precisely the order that Colonel Solo issued.
The words wouldn't come. Tahiri swallowed hard, knowing that Deccan would see the gesture, that the judge and the jury would see it, that Ehrmuth would see it.
The court is waiting, Miss Vela.
Again, the congenial smile, the smile of a sand panther about to strike. She squared her shoulders and looked him fully in the eye.
He did not give a formal order as such.
Deccan blinked.
He did not?
No.